Should Donald Trump be allowed to buy Greenland?
Look, I think that we know from Donald Trump's first term that the intensity of his rhetoric and the unpredictability sometimes of what he said can be destabilizing. He did it with NATO. But in fact, in practice, he sent more troops to Europe under his administration. He sent the first javelins and weapons to Ukraine under his administration. Here, I suspect on Greenland, what he's targeting is his concerns about Russia and China in the Arctic. Is his concerns about national economic security. He recognises, I'm sure, that in the end, Greenland today is a kingdom of Denmark. There is a debate in Greenland about their own self-determination. But behind it, I think, are his concerns about the Arctic. Of course, the US has troops and a base on Greenland, so it has got a stake in that Arctic future.
That's a very interesting analysis of his dilemma and his psychology. And I know that you're Britain's top diplomat now, so you've got to be a bit careful about what you say. But I know that
it comes with the job.
I know that Donald Trump said he wouldn't rule out using economic or indeed military force. And some of